Hello, this is Elder Brandon Hartfield. We're thankful for the opportunity to come and be on the radio broadcast again this week. We certainly desire the prayers of those of you that know the Lord, and by the Lord's help, we certainly pray that we could be used of God to be a blessing. We've been mentioned about our home church having their 100th anniversary, which would have been yesterday. But this week also, we're having revival services throughout the week, a different minister every night. Again, some are some former pastors and people that have preached revival at our home church, and just kind of continuing the celebration of 100 years. And we've been looking forward to this week, and I know many at the home church have, and we certainly love and appreciate our home church in every way, and we try to acknowledge that whenever we can. But if you get an opportunity, we'll be having 7 o'clock nightly services starting tomorrow night, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock nightly. And again, different ministers every night. The address for the church of Clear Branch Missionary Baptist Church is 564 Purvis to Brooklyn Road, Purvis, Mississippi. That's very easy to find. If you would need more directions than that, we'd be glad to get those to you. Our phone number is 601-544-7920. And again, we'd be glad for you to come and visit. I know the church would be glad for you to come and visit during the services. And we'd be glad to see you too. And certainly any way we could be a help or a blessing, we'd be glad to do that. Before we get to the message today, we do want to look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, Father, we're just so thankful for the many wonderful things that you've done for us. Father, you've been so good to us, so much better than we deserve. And Father, we pray that we'd never take your blessings for granted. Help us to stand. Help us to preach your word and the power and demonstration of your Holy Spirit. We need you in every way, Father. Lead, guide, and direct. And for the good that is accomplished, let us step aside and give you the praise, for it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. I want to read just a little bit in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to begin with. It says, we're going to pick up in verse 21. It says here, prove all things. I want to ask a question. How do we prove things? Do I prove them by my experience? Do I prove them by other men's experiences? Or do I prove them by the Word of God? Which out of those is sure? Which out of those is beneficial? Which out of those can help? If I'm going to prove something and make sure that it's right, then I need to go with something that's true and right. My experiences can fail me, can't they? But the Word of God won't fail me. So if I'm going to go by something and I'm going to prove something, I need to make sure that if I'm proving all things, I'm proving it by the Word of God. That's what I need to be doing. And that's what's taught throughout the Scripture. We prove things by the truth of the Word of God. He said, hold fast that which is good. And that which is good, that which we know by the Bible is true, we need to hold fast to it. Don't let it go. We need to cling to it. Hold on to it with everything that's within us. And don't let it go. Hold fast. And then he makes this statement. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Not just abstain from evil, but he went a step further and said, abstain from the appearance of evil. You know, there are things that I can do that might not be evil in and of themselves, but it's the appearance of it. You're not going to see me with alcohol in my hand. Some people will say, preacher, it doesn't hurt if you have a drink every once in a while. It's not going to hurt anything. Well, for one thing, the church I belong to, we have a covenant. And every church has the authority to do certain things. We can bind things as a church, and we have authority to do that. And with what I belong to in my home church, it's that we're not to have alcoholic beverages as a drink. Now, for medical purposes, things of that nature, that would be a different subject. And there's some people that think they need a whole lot of medication. But I'll say this, I try to avoid the appearance of evil. I don't want people to think I'm doing something wrong. You know, I'll even go this far. I don't counsel women by themselves. I don't do it. Now, I might be in a room, you know, or something, or at the church, but I've told everywhere I've pastored, I said, if you're a lady and you need counseling, I said, either my wife is going to be nearby or there's going to be an older lady of the church that's going to be nearby. They might not can hear the conversation or be a part of it, but they'll be a witness that nothing wrong was going on. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where people might think that Brother Brandon's cheating on his wife or he's flirting with some woman. I don't do that. I don't like to give off the appearance of evil. You know, there was one time one of my wife's friends had to drop by the house and I was there by myself and she was picking up something. My wife said, you know, not going to call the person's name, but there was somebody coming by the house. She said, and she needs this over here, and she's going to drop by and pick it up. I met her outside. She'll say, oh, man, that's going extreme. I tell you what, I've got some neighbors that I'd love to see come to know Jesus Christ. I don't want them to think that I'm cheating on my wife or doing anything wrong. I don't want to give off the appearance of evil. I don't want people to think I'm doing evil, because sometimes appearances to some people is as good as if it's done. If people think that you're doing wrong, it hinders them from believing the truth. I don't park my car at a casino. Sometimes people say, well, you're just going down the road, you're going this. Listen, I try to avoid the appearance of evil. I believe in going above and beyond to avoid even the appearance of evil. People love to gossip as it is anyway. I don't want to give them even a reason to gossip. If somebody was to ever come around and make an accusation to my wife that I was running around on her, it should be where she would laugh. That's how it should be. And that other people that would know me and know the life that I live and know the things that they do, that they would say, there's no way. I don't want to give off even the appearance of evil. And you know why I don't? Because it's Scripture. Because that's what God says in Scripture. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Don't even be accused of it. Don't even let it enter somebody's mind. We need to make sure in our lives that we're doing all that we can to avoid even the appearance of evil. Dear friend, today, we need to have that rooted, grounded, and settled in us. I also want to turn over to the book of 1 John, chapter 2. And this is where a lot of this will take root at. It says in verse 15 of 1 John, chapter 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And what he's talking about, love of the world, he's talking about loving the sins and the things of the world. And listen, there are things that can become sin to us if we're not careful. That might not be sin in and of itself, but it's what we do with it. There's some people that get addicted to sports so much that they don't have time for God. I'm not against sports. I love sports. I'm a sports fan. But I've got to put those things in their proper place. He said, we can't be in love with the world and be in love with God. We know in the book of Matthew it says you cannot love God and mammon. You cannot serve two masters. And here he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If we get to the place that we're loving things down here, and I can put my family in that place, I can so put my family above God that I no longer want to serve God. I can so love my hobbies above the Lord. You know, I had a person tell me one time, he said, man, I just feel closer to God when I'm in the woods than I do at the church house. And I said, man, I said, then what you're saying is you love the woods more than you love God. No, I feel closer to God. And I said, no, you're feeling closer to yourself. You're fulfilling your desire and your lust. You're doing what you want to do and that makes you feel good. But God's people loves to be around God's people. We want to encourage one another. We want to be around one another. We want to be praying for one another. We want to share the gospel with people. We want to be used of God. There are many scriptures in the Bible. And I love hunting as much as anybody. I love being out in the woods as much as anybody. I quit college to get an outdoor job and start my own business before the Lord called me to preach. Because I was looking around, I said, I can't do a desk job. It's just not in me. And I love being outside. I love being as outside and seeing God's creation as much as anybody. I love going hiking. I love going fishing. I love hunting. I love being outside. But I tell you what, come any time the church doors are open, at my home church, or where I pastor, I can tell you every single time, my heart's where it should be. I love being in the house of God and I love being with God's people more than any other place. I'm not going to let my loves take the place of what God would want me to be and where God would have me to be. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. He's getting down and he's explaining here. And he said, those things are the world. When people say, well, you know, God led me to this divorce. God led me to this adultery. God led me to this sin over here and this fornication, this idolatry, all these other things. They're saying they love what they want more than they love what God wants. And notice what he said here. He said, these things are of the world. They're not of the Father. They're of the world. There are so many people going around today and say, well, I feel like this is in God. And I feel like God's happy with this. And I don't feel convicted about this. And I tell you, your problem is your love. If God tells you something is wrong and you still don't feel convicted when you do it, your problem is your love for God. Because if you know that you're doing something that goes against God and His Word, you got a problem with love for God. And there's a lot of people that don't want to abstain from the appearance of evil. They don't mind lusting after some things. And trust me, even in good Christian churches, I can tell you I have to sometimes rebuke some people when they make statements. I've had people say, preacher, it don't hurt to look when they're talking about women. And say, that's not Bible. I don't think God minds as long as I'm faithful to my wife. And I say, that's not Bible. You're letting the lust of your eyes get the better of you. And you're focused on what you want and what you desire. And that does not fit Scripture. If we love the Lord, we love His Word. We love His people. We love His law. We love His testimonies. He said, the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us." He's talking about false religion. He's talking about people that used to be in the church and they went about to establish their own things and they went out into the world and did what they wanted to do. Let me tell you, there's a lot of churches doing what they want to do instead of what the Bible teaches. They're teaching doctrines they want instead of what God has taught. And they do that because they want to fulfill their own lusts. They want to follow their hearts. I tell you what, preachers preach the truth. And there's usually just a handful that comes to hear. They can love them. They can care for them. They can tell them the truth in love and be as meek and as humble men as they want. And they can go to a mean person that will even curse in services and will preach a false doctrine. They'll flee. They'll run to it. They'll run away from the truth of God's Word and they'll run to anything that says, "Oh, what you're doing's fine. What you're doing is all right." And some people said, he said, they love the comforting lies instead of the real truth. So many do. Well, I ask us today, where is our love? Do we want to avoid the appearance of evil? Do we want to let God be seen above ourselves? Do we want to forsake ourselves and follow the Lord? Do we want to sacrifice what we want so that God's will can be accomplished in our life? Or do we want to do what satisfies us? You know, I was preaching to where I pastor here recently, and I mentioned to them, you know, about how in the book of James it talks about being a doer of the Word and not a hearer only, and it talks about that pure religion undefiled before God. What is that pure religion undefiled before God? Oh man, you got to check on those widows and those orphans. You got to care about them. That's what God wants. And I said, is that all that says? It also says, keep yourself unspotted. Undefiled. That we need to keep ourselves pure. We need to live a life of putting off sin, putting on the things of God. There's some people that have come to you, and listen, there's people that love part of those scriptures. Well, I tell you what, I care about the poor, and I care about these orphans, and I do this, and I do that. And then you start preaching to them and saying, well, how about keeping yourself unspotted from the world? How are you doing? Oh, preacher, well, I do these other things. And then you don't have pure religion. And trust me, I've met some others that like to try to keep themselves unspotted. They say, I don't go here, I don't do this, I don't drink, I don't commit adultery, and that's good. But then I ask them, how compassionate are you towards lost people? How much are you trying to help those that are in need? Are you doing the other things that God taught to do? There's a lot of Christians on both sides of it. Saying, well, you know, I do this, and I do that, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Or are you applying all the Word of God, or are you just taking the bits and pieces you like? Being a Christian is not a buffet. It's not a Burger King, have it your way. It's God's way. And it's on everything. And sadly, in most churches, you got one or two big things. You got people saying, we're going out and we're trying to help some people. And we're trying to be nice and kind. And you sometimes have other people that like to keep themselves unspotted from the world and keep themselves out of sin. But they don't like to do both. On both sides, they don't like to do both. And let me tell you, adding to the Scripture, taking away from the Scripture on either side is wrong. If I'm not holding to the righteousness of God, I'm wrong. If I'm not holding to the compassion of God, I'm wrong. It's not one or the other. It's both that's important. Both that is needed. And the way that we do that is we avoid the appearance of evil. The way that we do that is we don't fall in love with the world, and we don't fall in love with the praise of men. We don't fall in love with the acceptance of this world and getting by in this world and the riches of this world and the praise of this world and all those other things. We want in all things to honor and glorify God. Is that what we're doing? Are we avoiding the appearance of evil? Do we abhor evil? Do we eschew evil? Do we run from it? Do we cleave unto God? Sadly, there's a lot of Christians picking and choosing. I want to say this, in all those things, you could do both real well, but if you haven't trusted Christ, you're not getting saved, because Christ is the only way of salvation. This is not a salvation subject. This is how we live after salvation. And again, after salvation, there's a lot of Christians that like to pick and choose how they're going to serve God. God, I'll give you this, but I'm not giving you that. I tell people, you can't pick and choose on serving God. The Bible says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Didn't say, give me part of you. He said, I want it all. He didn't say, just love your friends either. He said, love your enemies. How are we at doing that? And when I say love, that doesn't mean we accept their sin or go along with it. That's not what God teaches. That's clearly taught in Scripture. But if I see my neighbor, and even if he's my enemy, and I see him hungry, I give him something to eat. If I see him thirsting, I give him something to drink. If I see where there's a way that I can help somebody, and it doesn't go against my doctrines of the Word of God, it doesn't violate my conscience between me and God, I'm to help. I'm to care about the orphans, the widows, and I'm to want to keep myself unspotted from the world. I want to avoid the appearance of evil. I want to have the heart and mind of Christ. And His heart and mind was about keeping the commandments of God. His heart and mind was also about being compassionate towards those who were without Christ, to show them the love of Christ. Dear friend, today the real question I guess I'm getting down to is, how do you love God? And are you showing that love with your actions? I can't answer that question for you. Now, if I know you well enough and I was around you enough, I might could point out some things, and you might could point out some things in my life to me. But I tell you, this is something that deals with our heart even when we're by ourselves with God. When we're riding down the roads, when we're by ourselves in private, can we turn off the cell phones, or were we so addicted with our love of the world and love of likes and dislikes and getting angry about the news that we don't like and all that? Are we paying attention, seeing where there's a need at? Where can God use me? Dear friend, today I want us to seek God. Prove all things by the Word of God. Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Abstaining from even the appearance of evil. Loving God above everything else in our life. Being pure in our religion. And trusting in nothing other than Jesus Christ for our soul's salvation. Is that what we're doing? If not, why not? Dear friend, I wish I knew how to put into words what all God has placed upon my heart, and I hope that you see that I'm preaching these things because I love you and I care about you and I want you to know the truth. I hope you know that. And I hope you know, even after this message is over, if we can pray with you, if we can be a help with you, if we can answer a question, God can use us in any way to be a help or a blessing. And I know that's only through His Word that can be accomplished. I want you to know that you can call us at your convenience, day or night. And if we can't answer the phone, we'll get back with you as soon as we can if you leave a message. Our number is 601-544-7920. You feel more comfortable in writing the letter? Our address is Brandon Hartfield, 8 Smith Drive, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401. You can email us. Our email address, brobrandonh@aol.com. That's brobrandonh@aol.com. You can also look us up with the website we're affiliated with, FaithwayMissionaryBaptist.com. That's all one word, FaithwayMissionaryBaptist.com. You can also visit where we pastor. We work with two small churches, New Zion and Richland. They have 9 o'clock Sunday morning service. They're located at 341 Cochran Road, Richland, Mississippi. Again, that's New Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 341 Cochran Road, Richland, Mississippi. We also work with Faith Church off of Airport Boulevard in Mobile. They have 11:30 Sunday morning service, 4 o'clock Sunday evening service, 7 o'clock Tuesday night service. Their midweek is on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. The address for the church is 12266 Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36608. Again, their address, 12266 Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36608. We pray that this could be a blessing, encouragement to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll take this message, use it to your honor and glory, and for the good that is accomplished through it. Let us step aside and give you the praise, for it is in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.